You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
She doesn't want us to use her name. I think I'm going to call her Gina. I was trying to think of famous Hollywood women who are very tall. Gina Davis from Thelma and Louise and A League of Their Own. She's 6 feet tall.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to call this woman Gina. Hi, boys. I'm getting married in August to a wonderful man. I'm really excited about our big day. But I'm also concerned about making sure everything looks perfect. Let's jump in here. That's a pretty common refrain, isn't it?
Everything has to be perfect, yes.
Perfect
for the big day. It's your special day, and you're spending thousands and thousands of dollars, so it better look real good.
She writes, I'm a tall woman, about 5'10", and I'm wearing heels because they go perfectly with my dress.
All right.
My fiance is 5'5". There's already a difference in height before my heels, and I just think it will look a little funny up in front of everyone. My idea is to have a small riser, like a small box that he would stand on, so our heads are even. She writes, I think it will look much better for the ceremony, and it will definitely make all the photos look better.
Yeah.
She adds, I haven't said anything to him yet, but I ran the idea past my sister and my best friend. My sister says it's a great idea and wonders why more weddings don't do that. My best friend is mortified and says it's the worst idea ever. She says it will embarrass him too much. I don't think so, by the way. He doesn't seem overly sensitive about his height. She writes, but now I don't know if I should suggest this to him or not. Could you do one of your five calls things and see what people say?
Yeah, we could do that, Gina.
Thank you so much. I love your show. I have listened every day since I was in middle school, and I'm 29 now.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's nice.
No name, please. We'll call her Gina. What do you think, Jer? A little riser for the groom.
Do it. You do it. Like she said in there, he's not too sensitive about his height. He'll get it. He'll be like, oh, my God, we're spending how much on this wedding?
Well, it could be that she said, because her wording is, he doesn't seem overly sensitive about his height.
Yeah,
that's until it's pointed out to everyone at the biggest day of his life, too.
Right. I mean, but obviously, if he's short, he's short. People know he's short. And I am so on board with the photos. Gosh, it is so expensive to get the photos done. And, you know, they're going to be in frames and stuff up on your wall all around your house. And you want those romantic pictures of where you're staring at each other, you know, eye to eye, or you're standing there together. Mm-hmm. And you kind of want to just be on equal footing, I think. It just looks better in a frame.
I take the opposite approach. I think photos like that need to represent real life and who you are. It's like I told you, like that friend of mine whose daughter wears glasses, and every single photo she had taken of her daughter, she made her take her glasses off. And I said, well, why are you doing that? When you look back years later, you're not looking at how she looked. You're looking at some
But wedding photos in general, nobody looks like they normally do in wedding photos.
Can we just say something else here? Nobody ever really knows.
Disagree. I mean, we just had a group of friends over.
You take them, you put them in a thing, and you put them in a drawer.
We have a bunch on our walls, and we just had some friends over recently that had never been to the house before, and they stood there, and they admired all of our wedding photos. And we talked about it, and oh my gosh, you guys look so young, you look so different, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
People look at wedding photos. They really do.
Okay. I think it's a bad idea. Jeremy thinks it's a great idea.
Do it. Get the little box out.
But the phones
can't
are now...
Can't they cover it in, like, black cloth or something so it's not as noticeable, you know? Like, when you go get family portraits, you're on boxes
Why don't they just get a little harness to put around them and run it up through a loop in the ceiling and pull the rope down and just kind of pull him up like a Tom Cruise Mission Impossible thing
or whatever. Speaking of harnesses, let's get her one of those little baby Bjorn things, and he can just ride in the little harness on front of her, take pictures.
Why doesn't she just, like, kneel down on her knees at the altar?
Well,
and he
that's
can
a great point, too.
To
somebody might call in and say, well, just don't wear heels, and you'll be fine. Let's get those calls.
Well, she's already thinks there's too big of a dish. She says there's almost half a foot difference anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeremy thinks it's a great idea. I think it's a terrible idea. We've got five calls lined up. Lisa, Sherry, Lindsay, Michael, and Melissa. Those are the five calls to say it all. Hey, Lisa. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Real good.
We're so good. I've got a little chart going here. Okay is on the left side. Not okay is on the right side. Where am I putting your mark?
I don't think she should do it. I mean, we put the shoe on the other foot. They don't do that for women who are shorter than the groom. So they're not eye to eye in the pictures. You know what I mean? Like, why does it matter?
You know what? Along those lines, a listener named Eleanor wrote in, and here's what she said. I don't see what's wrong with it. For years, women have had to conform to fitting into a man's world. What's wrong with a guy having to conform for once?
But essentially, the lady can just put on heels and boost her height, though, so she wouldn't need the little box.
I mean, he could put on heels, too, though.
He could put little lifts.
The lifts, they call you.
Yeah.
But wear some cowboy boots. That'll make you taller.
But you're saying no, Lisa. Is that right?
Don't do it.
Yeah. I'm saying
all right.
No. I don't think it's necessary.
All right,
thank
Lisa.
You for calling us. Have a great day. Okay. Goodbye. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you guys doing today?
We're so tall.
I know. Well, I'm a short girl, so I have a feeling I'm going to be able to tell you what this girl should do.
What should she do?
Tell us. Give it to us.
She's the one. She's the tall one. She should make the adjustment. She's the one who's going to be wearing the heels. You know, she could get a nice little stool and dress it up, you know, with flowing fabric or whatever, and then she could sit down and have her dress kind of flowing down.
Yeah.
You know.
So and have him standing next to her?
Yes. She can sit on a stool. They dress up the chairs at receptions all the time.
Yeah.
And that's what I think she should do.
She could wear a pair of Vans. You see this all the time at weddings where the bride like lifts up her dress and she's got some really white, lacy, cute Vans on, which are essentially you're standing on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I've never...
flat.
Absolutely.
So not you want her to that, sit down at the wedding?
I think she should get a really nice stool and have them dress it up with fabric.
So you want them both up in front in the church and she's sitting down and he's standing.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
I'm glad you called.
All right, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Sherry.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. That's 2-0 in favor of don't make him stand on a box.
No.
Hi, Lindsay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
What's your vote?
Yeah, I'm also the same. I don't think she should do it.
Oh, man.
I think it would just draw more attention to the height difference. And, I mean, the height difference, it is what it is. And... I mean, they're obviously fine with it. They're getting married, so.
So what if it does? I mean, he's going to be a little taller. The pictures are going to look great, and everyone's going to leave the wedding and go on with their life. Nobody's going to even remember this.
I don't.
Nobody
think
that's will
true.
Remember.
I think people.
This.
I think people will talk about it because we always talk about the fun. Look, it's been 15, 16 years since your wedding, and we all still talk about how you blubbered
like a
big baby up there. So you don't think people will talk about him having to stand up on the little riser?
I was so in love, Lindsay.
I agree with Dom. I think it'd be more embarrassing to stand up.
All right, poor guy.
Lindsay, I'm glad you called. One a listener wrote in, Alicia. She said, I can't believe what I'm hearing. This woman is insane. No, you don't humiliate the man you supposedly love.
But what if he's into it? What if he likes the idea?
Yeah,
what if
sure
he's not that insecure about his height and he's like, yeah, I'll stand on a box so I can look you in the eye and tell you that I love you on our wedding day?
Lindsay, thanks for calling.
I think it should matter.
All right, Lindsay.
Thank you for being on the show with us. You know, part of the thing is, you know, like, if she knew in her heart that this wouldn't bother him, she would have already brought it up. The fact that she's asking us and total strangers
that
means that she probably knows. Right, Michael? She probably knows, don't you think?
Oh, she knows. And the thing is the ceremony isn't the only photo ops. What are they going to do, have big boxes on his feet during the dance floor? I just don't understand. The first dance is just going to look awkward compared to the other pictures.
Now, I will say that I went to a wedding about, 12, 13 years ago, and the groom, when he danced with, was it the bride's mom or his mom, who was considerably taller than him, they did get things as a joke that they strapped to his feet, and he was like on little bricks
little blocks.
He was dancing on. I did see that happen, but I'm with Michael.
They might, when they go dancing too, usually the bride kicks off her heels and she's out there dancing. So they might equal out a little bit better. If he keeps his shoes on and she kicks him off on the dance floor, they might level out a little bit.
There's still 5 inches there.
Michael, thanks for being on the show.
See you, buddy.
We appreciate you calling in. Melissa, do you realize if you vote no, that it makes it unanimous? So what's your vote?
I am also voting no.
Don't do it.
Why not?
I just think it sounds silly, like kind of childish, like she's going to get a stack of phone books and make him stand on it.
Get him a little pogo stick to jump up and down.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. Even if he was on board with it, everyone's still going to see him walk up there and then
and
hop on
step
his
up on
box.
That little box, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to agree with Alicia, who wrote in and said you don't humiliate the guy. Why? That's not necessary, is
Melissa,
it?
Melissa, I've been taking this whole time trying to convince myself that this is a good idea, and I can't.
Don't you
this
change
such
your
a
mind
bad idea.
Now. Don't you change
I'm
your mind.
I'm changing
don't you try
it.
To,
I'm
don't
changing
Don't you try
it.
To cover your butt now.
These five calls said it all to me. I'm changing my vote. It's a bad idea.
Melissa, you convinced him.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
It's embarrassing for the
Thanks
little guy.
Thanks for being on this show.
See ya. It's not.
Yeah,
a good
I don't.
Idea.
You know, and this whole thing, I mean, it's a whole other discussion about this. Oh, the pictures. Oh, the pictures. Oh, the pictures. My God. I don't want to use the word shallow because it's not shallow. It's.
Well, it's a big day. Those pictures live on for years and years and years, and they're
I know,
very
but
expensive.
So what? You're making
you want
it
them
sound
to look
like.
Good.
So every picture that's ever taken of them, 100% of their pictures, that he has to be standing on something?
No, but this is
well, then
their
why
big special
have,
day. The, these
why would
pictures...
you have 3,000 photos where they have a height difference, and then suddenly, out of the blue, there's these photos? Why not just make it real life?
Yeah, you could.
Or break up.
Just break up.
Just break up. I thought that was your solution.
That's always
to
my
everything.
Line. Yeah, just break up.
Just break up.
No, you can't put them on a little box, so...
Listen, Gina, listeners have spoken, not okay, 5-0. We only got a
that
few.
That rarely happens, actually.
It's pretty rare.
Pretty darn
we
rare.
We only got a few messages on Facebook on your side, like Eleanor's asking men to conform for a change. But other than that, you didn't get very many votes.
So don't do it, but have a great
don't
wedding.
Don't do it. Don't do it.